Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning we're going to talk about the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield just a little bit. And we're hoping that we'll get Ken Seide on the phone to do that. But in the meantime, we just want to remind you about a program that's coming up on September 25th. Hey, that's tomorrow, I believe. And if you haven't been over to the Cultural Center, it's a good experience. It's located on the square in Greenfield. And Greenfield has an interesting square. Again, if you haven't been to Greenfield for a while, they have lots of resources there, and they have kind of built their community improvement around that square. This performance, the profits from this performance will go toward further improvement of the Warren Cultural Center. It's one of those buildings and opportunities that people have said, we don't want this to go away, so we keep working on it, or they keep working on it. So we want to talk about a program, as I said, that's coming up on September 25th. And it's from Marionette. It's about marionettes, and it's called Life in Motion. And I think we're going to talk to Ken here in a moment about that program. So thanks to Chris and Ken. Here we are. Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
And we want to talk about this program that's coming up on September 25th called, the title, I believe, is Life in Motion?
Yes, that's the name of the show. The performers are the Kishore Marionettes from Pennsylvania who will be here on our stage at the Warren Opera House.
And it's the show will actually be in the Warren Opera House. Is that correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Because you're still working on that a bit. Part of the money will be used for further improvements for the Warren Opera House?
Yes. We're about 99% finished. We're still just putting a few finishing touches on some painting and some trim work. But the restoration of our 1896 Opera House is pretty much complete.
So coming to any kind of performance, I think, is one of the pluses is getting to be in this renovated opera house.
Yes. Well, we think it's a beautiful facility. The theater where the performance will be has extensive stenciling work. The colors on the walls are recreations of what it was in its original glory back at the turn of the century. The floors, the woodwork has all been refinished. So it really is in some ways a trip back in time to walk into the theater.
Mm-hmm. We're visiting with Ken Seide, and we want to talk a little more about that performance that's coming up tomorrow evening.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. This is part of a series of five performances that we have put together that feature nationally touring acts as part of our inaugural season here at the Warren Cultural Center. We've had our doors open about 5 months now, and this is the first of those nationally touring acts that's going to be here.
Well, tell us a little more about this. I'm thinking that a lot of us don't think about marionettes. We think that's a kid's toy, if we even think about that. What's this like? I'm sure you've done a little preview.
Well, yes. I've seen it via the website that the Kishores have online. But it really is unbelievable. This isn't, it doesn't do it justice to call it a puppet show, or even if you think marionettes like the scene from The Sound of Music. This is very elaborate in its presentation, very simple, but the technique that Mr. Kishore uses creates incredible movement in his marionettes. The controls that he has are very intricate. The scenes that he presents are visual scenes out of everyday life, but they're very poignant, they're very humorous, very touching, and that's all set to some beautiful music, some classical music in most cases, that really carry a good emotional impact, as well as being just some amazing puppetry.
I'm guessing as the stories go on, as you've described them, that really involve us in some emotions that you might kind of forget that these aren't live people.
Yes, very much so. And again, the skill that Mr. Kishore has in presenting these and the fine points of movement, for instance, one of his scenes portrays a galloping horse.
Hmm.
And all of the detail of the of the tail flowing behind the horse as it runs and the movement of each hoof, even to the point of the horse just kind of moving one ear at the crowd is really something to see.
Now, how large are these?
I think they're about a foot and a half to two foot in size. When Mr. Kishore presents these on stage, he's wearing black clothing, and the lighting is such so that he kind of fades into the background. Uh-huh. He's on a platform that will be on our stage, so we hope everyone can see them very clearly.
All right. So we should tell people again time and you know what time it starts and about getting tickets.
Yes. The show is Tuesday night, the 25th. The show starts at 7 o'clock. Our doors open at 6:15. We do still have some good tickets available. We have just a few premium seats. That's the front half of the auditorium available. Most of the tickets are in the standard seating section, which is the back half of the auditorium. We're not a large auditorium, so any seat is a good seat for this show. I do want to mention that the Kishores do point out that this is a show that's more for older children and adults. It's not a fast-action comedy that might entertain younger children. So they do recommend that the show is going to be best enjoyed by older children or adults.
Good to know. And just in passing, we might mention, we just have a second left here, that you had a program scheduled for the September 28th, and that's going to be scheduled for another time. So we'll get to visit with you about that at a later date.
Yes, we'll do that.
Okay.
And tickets are available at our website, warrenculturalcenter.com, or at Ed and Eva's store on the square in Greenfield.
Or I'm guessing just come by tomorrow night and get your ticket at the door.
All right. It's also available there.
Thank you very much, Ken Seide with the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't be afraid to be different. Make your differences into advantages. It can and will work
New
for you.
Are happy-